Go wild with Nation Gear's end of regular season merch madness sale. Nation Gear is offering our favorite fans 20% off all regular season merch, and we're going to give you free shipping on any orders over $200. Stock up your closet for the playoffs, rep your team, and grab that merch you've been eyeing up all season long. Don't wait. This sale only lasts from April 1st until April 7th. Shop the sale at nationgear.ca.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to third edition of OT with Nast and Riggs. And we have a guest today, one of our scouts and insiders, Mr. Neil Dancing Shoes Little, who we just ran into in Arizona. And that was probably a bad idea, Riggs. But, Neil, welcome to OT.
What's up,
boys? Always a pleasure to see you too.
What a sweet sweatshirt you got on there, I must say. Little Settlemyer skate sharpening. Oh,
long time no see. You recovered from your trip there, Litz?
It took me 48 hours, but I'm back on top.
Looking fresh.
We had the Fans of Philly trip this past weekend, and just an unbelievable time. And little did they know that Neil Little was going to show up to the first party, and you kind of took over. Litz, and the best part about it was your son, Nick, who I've known since he was, I guess, 6 years old, was shaking his head in disgust. You made a couple comments. It was actually hilarious. And Nick goes, "Not the time or place, Dad." And I'm like, and I never thought I'd hear your kid say that, but it was great. It was a good time. It was great seeing you guys, especially Nick. You see enough of you, but seeing Nick was awesome.
That was special, yeah.
Special's a good way to put it. You had Howie's head turning. You had Howie's. He looked like the Exorcist a couple times there, and I don't know what you were saying to him, but he loved you because later in the night he said, "I love that guy." I said, "Who doesn't?" Especially fans in Albany when they leave their seats, but we won't go there. Neil, Flyers on a bit. Flyers are on a bit of a roll here, Neil. Since the coaching change, it did take a couple games. They had a tough game against Tampa, but they did score some goals, and then they went into Jersey. I'm not gonna lie, that game scared me the way they played in New Jersey. I was a little worried, but they went into Vegas and they've kind of turned around, won three in a row. What have you noticed the most out of the team's game?
Well, that usually happens. You know, you get a coaching change, then you get a little spark, and you see it right across the league. So, you know, you've seen it in Van, you've seen it in Chicago, and then also in Philly. So I think it's a new voice. So, you know, sometimes the other coach kind of gets muted after a little while, and you don't really get, you know, you don't really get the messages coming across so clear. So a new coaching change, you get a little spark, and the boys certainly seem to be playing a little better. As far as the last three wins go, I mean, I think the big one was just surviving the Colorado game. I know we were in the bar there in Arizona. And
the Vegas game.
Vegas.
Vegas.
Looked like Colorado to you. You were a bit, I blame the bartender, you were a bit overserved, but anyway, sorry.
Yeah, well, my eyes are always on the prize. I always watch.
We saw that.
So, yeah, we're Flyers are up two with, like, 2.5 to go, and everybody's just sweating bullets. I'm like, what are you guys worried about?
I know, yeah. And then they score, a one-goal game. I think they made it a one-goal. Yeah, they made it a one-goal game.
Yeah. They did, yeah, and I was doing the full prophecy thing. I'm like, there's, like, a less than 1% chance they're going to lose this game. So, like, everybody calm down, have a sip of beer. Everybody says it's going to be good, and then they scored. I'm like, well, I didn't say they wouldn't get one.
Yeah, right. But that was a big win, because you come rolling off of that win against a really good team, and you expect to beat Arizona, not to shit on Arizona, but they're not a very good team. I mean, obviously, you just look at their lineup, and they showed up and they won that game, and those are the games you have to win that are hard, that people don't realize. Those games you played, Litz, Riles, you know, those games you think, you know, well, we got to win this game. It doesn't always happen.
No, you drop 10 in a row, you're a little tight. So you get the one win against a good team, and then you're rolling into Arizona expected to win, but there's no guarantees, not in this league. And so to survive that, get the points, get the momentum, keep the momentum rolling. And then the Jersey game, well, I mean, Now you're clicking on some cylinders. You're getting some confidence. You're getting some scoring from you know guys that have been a little chilly. Get good goaltending. You know, the defense is playing pretty good. I can run up and down the roster, but everything's pointing positive. Now you just got to keep that momentum going.
Yeah, and how much do you think of this is just that, like, the new voice in the locker room, and how much this can be sustained with Mike Yeo's philosophy? I mean, he's been a head coach before, so he's not just a hole filler. Maybe he is, but I feel like they are responding. I know those last two games were must wins. They should have been win games anyways, but they seem to be playing a better game. They're attacking more. They're skating more. They look more like a team than they did. How much of this is the coaching change itself?
Well, yeah, again, the new voice, there's just a different energy. And, you know, you guys have been through it when a new coach comes in. It's just a different energy, and almost like you got a clean slate. So you can almost start from scratch is really what you need to do. So I don't know if Mike's philosophies would differ all that much from Vigneault, but just having the new voice, the new energy, and you got a clean slate where maybe you can get a little more ice time, or, you know, you're not pigeonholed into a role or into a, you know, that kind of slotting that goes on after a coach has seen you for a long time. So just a different energy, and you can see it. You know, the guys were having trouble scoring, all of a sudden start getting it. You know, Atkinson's starting to heat up. Actually, G's been playing real good, as a leader should. You know, your goaltending's been great. Sanheim seems like he's got some new life. He's playing a little smarter. Yep. Rob Roth's finding his game. Risto looks like, he's a factor every shift. And there's still guys that they need to get going. Like Hayes will get going.
Yep.
Like, yeah. He's been all right, but he hasn't even scratched the surface yet. Lindbaum, he's starting to skate a little bit. Seems like he's more engaged. Start of the year, I was a little concerned about him, but he's starting to pick it up. And even JVR, I mean, he's easy to pick on, but maybe he's starting to heat up. He's starting to go to the net a little more, which he needs to do. If he wants to score, you know, where it's going to be within 10 feet of that blue. So, you know, and then just everybody kind of pulls on the rope and away you go.
Yeah, and do you think they're going to be able to sustain this? Like you say right now, it's just maybe just that immediate energy from the new coach. Do you think that the Flyers, once they get into some tougher games down the road, are going to be able to sustain this level of play? You know, obviously they're going to drop some here and there, but is this energy, is this new version of the Flyers going to be able to be sustained, do you think?
Well, I'm sure they're sure hoping it does.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
You know. Momentum goes a long way. You know that when you're confident in your role, and now you get guys that are, you know, have been struggling and they're starting to click, and all of a sudden everybody's going in the same direction, and it's so much easier coming into the rink. So can they sustain this? They've been a hot and cold team for years now. And when they get hot, they roll. So you want to hope that they keep rolling, and then they get, I mean, they miss Ellis so much that the team was completely different. So you just, you try to roll, you get over 500, you get yourself into a position where you can, where you're reaching for that last playoff spot. And you're not looking up going, oh my God, I can't believe how far behind you are. So, you know, they got off to a good start in the season, had a big hiccup, and now you just got to climb your way back into some, you know, just respectability and just stay, you know, stay within striking distance. So I think they can do it. They do run hot and cold, and hopefully right now it's a hot one.
Yeah, I think it helped playing Arizona, but getting that win in Vegas was huge. But then you go into Arizona, like you said, Neil, like it's not an easy game, but they showed up, they played the right way. Yep. We were there, obviously. Then a really good game against the Devils. It's hard to believe that they lost to that team twice. I did hear last night from one of the guys that the Devils were, like, really sick. They had some kind of stomach bug. Not COVID, but they literally half the team had a stomach bug. But still, the guys showed up, and they played a really good game. And if you look at the schedule coming up, I believe they're playing in Montreal tonight. That's a very winnable game. And then at home against Ottawa. So you could be looking at five in a row here, and now everyone's excited again. Exactly. You know, so they have to do it, though. It's not that easy. It's not like, oh, we're going to show up and win, obviously. But they should win these next two games.
Well, last time I checked, there's no asterisk beside a loss saying stomach bugs. So
true. You know what? That's right. True.
You know, suck on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's a win.
But you know what else is good about that? Hart had been, I think he was like 0-8 against Blackwood. So that's his buddy, too. So finally he got the monkey off his back.
Yeah.
And now you can, you know, that's, I can guarantee you as a goalie, that's on your mind. I can't beat this guy. You know, so finally he got over the hump. So that's good news for games with Jersey as we go forward. But overall, I think I like the lines that Yale's come up with. I love Lotz on with Coots and Konechny.
Yeah.
If Lotz finds a scoring touch, just a half a scoring touch, that's going to be some more production.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because he's going to get his chances. He's playing so well. He plays such a great game. It's just if he had a little more scoring touch, it'd be great. And with those two on your flank, it's that's positive. And then, you know, Lindblom with G and Atkinson's on fire right now. G's always good. So maybe Lindblom, he can continue this positive momentum, chip in a little bit. He's skating way better. I was a little reluctant to pat him on the back early because I just thought he didn't look like himself. But now he's finally got some pace and pace to his game anyway. So that's good. I don't know if you're going to get scoring from the bottom six. It's going to be tough, but as long as those top two lines can motor, you know, your D is just, you know, just play solid. And then you got solid goaltending. So, you know, fingers crossed that they can keep it rolling until they get some, you know, some big names back anyway.
Yeah, I think they're getting Ellis back right after Christmas, which I think is about a week earlier than they thought. That's what I had heard. That'll be huge. And then B's nuts. Farabee should be back, hopefully in another week or so. They said 2 to 4, but you never know. You got to make sure that kid's healthy before you. He's just too good of a player to send him back out, and he's not ready. But hopefully,
be a huge
that,
help.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. So, and even a guy like
healthy lineups are tough to come by, man. Healthy lineups are so tough to come by.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah,
truth.
They are for sure.
I was going to ask you, let's, you know, kind of building off the coaching thing going on in Vancouver. Bruce, there it is.
Bruce, there it is.
Pedersen from Garland and Myers. And Bruce, there it is.
I mean, you got 5-0 since their coaching change. Similar question. How long do you think they can sustain this? Can they sustain this? Is this just the, you know, the honeymoon phase of a new coach? What are you seeing there? Because, I mean, you know, there's been a couple coaching changes here, and obviously both teams are playing better. So what are you seeing with the Vancouver Canucks?
Yeah, it's a tough gig being a coach, man. You're the first to go. So, you know, Travis Green did a great job there his first couple of years. And yeah, I think it's the same thing. You know, the message starts to get muffled. So Bruce, you know, he's got good energy and he's a likable guy. I know his philosophy is probably, I don't know how much different they'd be than Greener's. Greener's an offensive kind of minded guy, and so is Bruce.
Sure.
But maybe they're preaching just a little more, okay, you can go, but, you know, make sure that you're covered. You know what I mean? So Bruce's philosophy has always been, we're playing heavy D, but we're going to go. So, it seems to be working. Nobody thought that Vancouver would be that bad. So, that start, and just to have some of their skilled guys, their star players kind of trip out of the gates, it was just a matter of time before they kind of got it on the tracks. Now, I think they're going 6 in a row right now, I think you said, yeah. So that's great for Bruce. It's great for the Canucks. They're right back in the mix. So same thing, like just a little spark. It's a new voice, new energy, clean slate. Let's go, boys. Yep. Let's get some wins. Yeah.
Exactly.
Bruce, there it is.
Bruce, there it is.
Bruce, there it is.
Yeah. He does not like that, by the way.
No, he does
not.
If
you saw that press conference, he said, I can't stand that. And, of course, Luke Shen comes in off the ice, gives him a pound, and goes, Bruce, there it is. Cut that out, Shen. Pretty good.
Right on. Well, we appreciate you hopping on. Let's one last thing before we let you go. I don't know if you saw Ovi's goal last night. Did he tie or did he pass
David? Passed Andrew Truck. Oh, he tied him.
He tied his
baller. Our boy Baller just stepped in. He's got all the stats. He said he tied him.
Tied Dave Andrechuk for power play goals, but I don't know if you had a chance to see the goal. And it's really kind of an interesting goal as far as, you know, teaching the youth to be patient and being in position. But if you saw him float in from the red line, he didn't take one stride. I mean, you're talking about cruising at, I mean, snail speed, and then just happens to find the pocket and rips her home. But, what an amazing player. Do you want to comment on that feat itself, being, you know, tying Dave Andrechuk for power play goals in the NHL?
Also, Neil, he's on pace to have his best year ever.
Yeah.
Like, he's 36, baller, Debo, 36 years old. It's amazing,
it's insane.
Man. It's insane. It is.
He's an enigma. I don't know. Something in the water, man. I don't know.
It's called vitamins in Russia.
Yeah, right.
That's what that's called. Litz, do you think that pad stack of yours could stop one of those bombs? It'd have gone through those Brian's pads of yours. It would. Even if he hits the goalie, it usually finds a way to go in the net. You just got to hope he misses.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing that Dave Andrechuk's name's now starting to fly around? Like, you forget how prolific a scorer he was.
I know.
That's a great point.
He couldn't skate from one end to the other, but my God. He was like Tim Kerr, like slot area, kind of like that 15-foot zone. You know who else was good that was underrated is Mike Knubel in that.
Yeah.
He sure was.
I know he doesn't have the numbers, but it's that same kind of concept where you're just, like, you just know where to be. So, you know, Ovi, like, and you think of Ovi and you'd say, like, if you were the average hockey fan watching an Ovechkin game, you'd say, this guy, probably not, is he lazy? He doesn't seem to skate that well, but it's the complete opposite. First of all, he plays two-minute shifts, so you got to conserve energy. Second of all, he's a terrific skater. People don't give him credit for it. When he wants to go, guess what? He's getting the puck. He's got short speed, that short-range speed where you can get the pucks real quick. And he just finds open spots, and he's got some buddies on his team that just feed him BBs right on the tape.
So for sure.
You know, it sure helps when it's on the tape, and can he fire it? Oh my God! So,
yeah.
I mean, hats off. I don't know if he can catch Gretzky, but why not?
I don't want to say he won't just because of the way he's playing this year. I mean, it's amazing. Like we said, he's on pace for his best year ever. Which
it's
makes
hard to believe.
Zero sense to me at that age, but you know he's right around my age, so I mean,
yeah, right.
Fuck, I mean, I gotta know what it's like on the basketball court, still being able to light it up.
It's amazing. It's across all sports. It's like people are really taking care of their bodies now. They're putting the right fuel in. They're getting rest. They know how you're, like, it's the fuel that you're putting in your body. Obviously, Riles knows a lot more than anybody that I know, but. That's what your body's running off of. So if you take care of it, your longevity, it's like escalated. So now even GMs, when you're thinking about now, he's 32, should we give him a 5-year deal? Like, that would be unheard of, 10, 15 years ago. But now they're like, well, maybe we should give him 8.
I know. Well, even Claude, real quick, Claude's coming up, his deal's up. How do you not sign the guy? I mean, I don't know. He's going to end up with a point a game again. I know you're not going to sign him for a five-year deal, but if they try to lowball him, there might be a team that offers him a two-year deal, you know, worth quite a bit of money.
Oh, 100%.
Not that he needs the money, but he wants to win.
He's still a high-level performer. He's still the Flyers' best player.
He's still the best player. I mean,
no question.
Know. Oh, Elsie. What's
up? He's getting a four-year deal for sure.
You think so? You think he'll get a four-year deal? Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
he's still producing and he's so smart. His hands are ridiculous. His head is ridiculous. And he's not a passive player. Like, he hasn't regressed where you'd say, not sure, maybe 2 years. Well, no, because there's going to be five other teams that are going to offer him at least three.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Probably four. So I'd be surprised if he didn't stay in Philly. The only way I see that happening is if they really drop the ball second half, and it's like,
yeah.
But as long as you're winning, everybody stays. As soon as you start dropping games, guess what? Everybody's for sale. So
yeah. True.
Even Claude Giroux. So
yeah,
I'd love to see him stay in orange and black. I don't want to see him in another color.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah.
I feel the same way.
We talk about that a lot. I just don't think he gets nearly enough credit, even from the league, really.
Yeah.
I mean, but especially in Philadelphia, but it is what it is. He doesn't care. He cares about winning, and that's
staying consistent, which he's been doing. So,
So Neil, we should use this platform today on OT. You were just talking about how you take care of yourself. We saw that on Friday night. Did you want to tell everyone about your comeback after that alumni game, since you're taking such good care of yourself?
Well, it's all about soft shoes, boys. You dance a little bit, you burn the calories, and you're ready to rock. You keep those cat-like reflexes in tow.
They were there. Miss Joyce enjoyed them a lot. She was awesome.
Happy feet.
That was a great trip. I met some fantastic people. So
yeah, great.
You guys got a good crew you're rolling with there, and had a lot of great conversations. I'm not sure they wanted to hear all of my opinions, but they did.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nick sure did enjoy. Your son Nick sure did enjoy a couple. I had to give them to him. He's old enough now. He had to hear a couple of dad stories. Just shaking his head. They weren't too bad. I didn't give him the real
PG,
good ones.
Or PG.
They were PG.
That's the way I roll, boys.
Yeah, PG.
All right, brother. We appreciate you, man.
Great to see you, brother.
Good to see you guys.
Appreciate it.
All right, brother.
You guys are great. Love you.
See you, man. Love you too, bro.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.